98.1 KZE. It is MK with you a couple minutes after 4 on your Wednesday. It's time for a new edition of Friends Day. Delighted to welcome back to the studio one of my favorite recurring guests. Please welcome back to Friends Day, Ethan Klee.
I've got a book. It's very old. It says that God loves me the most. You have one too, but mine is real and yours is fake. That's all I know. My little black book says so. My little black book says so. Says right here, I must expand. I need the space, you understand? It is my right to manifest. You'll have to go. My little black book says so. My little black book says so. I've got a little black book, it says I'm chosen by the Holy Divine. And if there's anything I want, I simply look into my book and I know everything is gonna be fine. Because my great and mighty maker promised me 100 acres somewhere here across the little green line. And if I don't take it, someone else is gonna take it, so I'm taking it from mine on. This is his plan for you to march out further west, out in the dark. Don't try to fight, no sudden moves. Just turn and walk out in the snow. My little black book says so. My little black book says so. This land was mine 3,000 years ago. So pack your bags, head to the south. We're dropping bombs. We're dropping bombs. We're dropping bombs. We're dropping bombs. We dropped a leaflet, just so you'd know. My little black book says so. My little black book said so. I got a little black book, it says I'm chosen by the Holy Divine. And if there's anything I want, I simply look into my book and I know everything is gonna be fine. Because my great and mighty maker promised me 100 acres somewhere here across the little green line. And if I don't take it, someone else is gonna take it. So I'm taking it from mine on mine.
KZE is Ethan Klee with us on Friends Day. Wonderful to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
Always a pleasure, MK.
Yeah, you've been busy. You've been writing a lot of songs lately, I feel like.
I have been. The Colony open mic keeps me doing that.
Okay, so that is, you can directly attribute this to the Colony open mic.
Yeah, without, I think, you know, the pressure that, this person came up with something good last week. Oh, this person's doing something cool. You know, without that sort
and
of.
And you host it, right?
I engineer it.
Engineer, right.
I mix it. I sort of am up there with Brendan O'Shea, the host, So I'm sort of his, you know, little lackey, but I'm not the host per se. I'm engineering and mixing the show all night.
Responsible for making people sound good.
All that stuff. Yeah. I do what I can.
You do it well.
Thank you. But, you know, definitely I think there's a healthy competitive, oh, you know, they're coming up with good stuff. There's no reason I can't. You know,
yeah.
They're coming up with good stuff. There's no reason I can't.
No, absolutely. I mean, I've long touted the benefits of a healthy open mic scene. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I talk about it a lot, how like when I first moved to this area and started playing music, open mics were how I met people and how I, you know, made my first, you know, band connections and whatnot. And yeah, if you're going regularly, like, it's not even necessarily competition. It's more like inspiration.
Totally. Yeah. It's not, it definitely shouldn't be, you know, aggressive, competitive. I think there's definitely a little like, okay, yeah, you know, I, you know, that's the bar at least.
Yeah.
So I think competitive in that way of like, okay, you've presented this degree of quality, mm-hmm. you know, and that's all subjective and stuff, but let me try to at least aim for that.
Now,
you know?
Name names. Who do you think you're better than?
Oh no, none of that. None of that. Right. Me yesterday, hopefully. But yeah, there's people who are like, oh my God, there's just no way. Have you seen Henry Ferlin play yet?
No.
Guys, check out Henry. He's very young, but he's doing all that sort of Chet Atkins, Travis Picking,
yeah.
Tommy Emmanuel type.
Send him to KZE.
I will send him. He'll blow your mind. So like, you know, there's people who are doing stuff that you couldn't possibly do, and
yeah.
That's totally cool. But I like open mics because, they're super democratic. You know, there's a real leveling of the playing field in terms of how good you have to be, because you don't have to be good at all.
Yeah.
You really can just go up there and try it and start out. And that takes a lot of pressure off of the whole, you know, presentation of it. You know, you legitimately can bomb and there's like no worry about it. And it's, you know, you're very much just doing it for the sake of having something to present to the community, as opposed to, you know, something that is designed to move numbers or impress people and mm-hmm. some, you know, it's more of just like an offering, which I dig that. You
yeah.
know, it seems a little holistic
yeah,
way to write music.
Yeah. Yeah.
So come down, you
That's
know,
Monday
at doors at 6:00. You can sign up as soon as 6:00, but we start drawing names from the hat at 8:00.
Okay. It's a hat name draw situation. Yes. You tend to get too many, entries per night?
We average between like 30 and 40 a night.
Wow.
So that's, we try to get through, you know, 40 is kind of basically what we can realistically get through.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a random hat. And some people are miffed about that, but it'll get you to stay.
I think it's very fair. Yeah.
Because it also, I think, you know, that there's an attention economy, which I really love, that me and Brendan have worked really hard to try to keep and curate, is that like, this doesn't work unless you watch it and listen to it. And people come in sometimes and like, oh my God, I've never felt listened to and presented, you know, as an artist and presented with a decent, you know, a good sound system, great sounding room. It's like a show,
yeah.
You know?
And as you say, the random hat system makes it so that folks are hanging around. It's not like, okay, I'm up next and then I'm going to do my thing and I'm going to get out of here. Like,
yeah.
If you want a chance to play, you got to hang out and you got to be polite and listen to everybody else.
Yeah, no, and it you know, it's good for your soul.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for, you know, your education. You'll learn something. And,
yeah.
You know, people just, they love you for it. You know, pay attention to the songs. It's great.
Yeah. Ethan Cleet, my guest on Friends Day today. You got another one for us?
I do, but I have to change my guitar.
Okay, then I will say some nice things about Friends Day in the meantime, which is that it is a live local music feature every Wednesday here at 4:00 on KZE, brought to you by the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz, which is a great place to see live local music. And if you'd like to be a future guest on Friends Day, I try to make it very accessible. You can drop me an email, mk@wkze.com. And a lot of times folks like Ethan who come in have recommendations for, hey, you should hit up this person. And I do. And then they become a Friends Day friend, and it's this wonderful wide circle of people that we've cultivated over my 3 years here at KZE, and really enjoy doing it. So thanks for being a part of it.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Did my time. I punched the clock from 9 to 5. I never stopped, and I slaved, And I sweat, and I did what they said, and I played by the rules, and I sweat, and I bled. Pizza party, pizza party, pizza party, oh yeah. Pizza party, pizza party, pizza party, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I sacrificed, I pay my dues, grease the wheels, I pour myself into my work, it's true, and I slave and I slog like a drone, like a dog, for the board, for the team, and the boss who always said we're like a family. And in the end, my youth all gone, my years of work, this prize I won. Pizza party, pizza party, pizza party. Pizza party, pizza party, pizza party, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. And in the end, all that I out in the lounge, it waits for me. Cappuccino, cappuccino, cappuccino machine. Cappuccino, cappuccino, cappuccino machine, 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 machine. I'm a machine, machine, if you know what I mean.
Earned it. 98.1 KZE. It's Friends Day with Ethan Klee. You know, what more do we all want than a pizza party and a cappuccino machine?
I don't think there's any other kind of compensation that would replace that.
Nothing that matters.
Nothing that matters. No sort of paid family leave could possibly
certainly
offset
not
how important those sorts of concessions,
healthcare,
that the capitalist class could possibly bestow upon us. I think the pizza party and the cappuccino machine are totally up there.
As long as we have those things. I'm throwing it out there that there's no cappuccino machine here at KZE, so.
What the fuck? Oh, excuse me.
We got Ethan Klee on Friends Day. These are terrific songs. There's kind of a bit of a theme between them. Is there ever any consideration for putting them all together and making an album, or do you prefer kind of the single release process?
Yeah, I think, you know, we would all love the continuous work of the 12 song album. I think that's what we were, you know, kind of conditioned to expect, you know, out of, I mean, that's how we bought music, you know, it's how we listen to music.
I still like listening to full albums.
I certainly don't have the attention span for it, but I like the idea of them being packageable in some sort of continuous conceptual way.
Even like long drive, you don't just throw on an album sometimes?
Well, I've been driving an 03 Forester for the past like 8 years that has one speaker in it and a CD player, so I've completely given up on trying to listen to music.
Fair.
But I just got a new car. So
congratulations.
Now I have like Apple CarPlay and I've been like listening to stuff again. It's been a really weird experience to have music again. But I love the idea of, you know, 12 songs that are loosely related that you sort of, maybe even if it's forced, draw some kind of through line through. Something that, you know, unifies them conceptually, I think is a great thing. Even if it's bogus. Mm-hmm. Even if you just, like, imagine that there's some grand, you know, design behind the work. That's a fun game to play. I mean, I remember listening to Dark Side of the Moon and being like, this means something. I'm going to find it out. And, you know, I think that one probably did. There was some concepts behind that.
Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah, totally. I think, you know, Roger Waters had some like, okay, this time, money. This is like the human condition album. And this is the sort of empathy for the human condition and the things that affect us, like time and money and conflict us and them and things like that. But like, even if that wasn't what they were getting at, you could play the fun game of like, what does this all mean? And so I think that's really attractive to me. Because my songs are all sort of, they're not super introspective. They're not really from, like, Ethan's perspective. They're more from a class perspective, and they're about criticisms of society and, you know, parodies of the people in society and the institutions in society.
Yeah.
So they're all kind of like that.
And I like that a lot. I mean, I there's a lot of room for that in the afternoon drive. I play your stuff quite a bit.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
But the thing I dug about Pizza Party, you know, when I wrote it was like, this is the dumbest chorus I could possibly concoct. This is the dumbest and the most juvenile, you know. And I think that's what makes it work for me, is that like, if you don't want to get on board with the verses, you could just get on board for the chorus.
Well,
and then
it keeps it from being, you know, too preachy.
Yeah.
It keeps it from like, you know, banging you over the head with the message, because it makes you laugh and it's like it gets the point across. The joke is the point, but it's also a joke and it's a funny joke.
Yeah, it's the spoonful of sugar. You can't talk about politics or, you know, class dynamics or the economy or things like that. Oh God, it's the worst. It's the most pretentious thing in the world, right?
Well,
but if you can kind of laugh about it and make a joke about it, I think it really helps us digest those sorts of messages.
Well, you know, I think protest music is important and there is always a place for it. But I think, you know, it's probably naive to think that music alone will cause any lasting social change. So I think, you know, there's a certain element when you write a socially conscious song that you are kind of screaming into the void.
Yeah.
So
unless it's like instructions on how to, you know, build a bomb or something.
Yeah, or destroy concrete before it sets or one of those
things.
Yeah,
like, but, well, you could write those as lyrics into the song. That
yeah,
could, the
yeah.
More direct impact. There.
Consider that for your next one.
I'm not going to, I promise, whoever's listening.
But yeah, like, you have a self-awareness around it, and it's still, you know, it's an exercise in you know, venting, you know, our awareness of what's going on in the world and the futility of trying to do anything about it. But also a fun exercise in songwriting.
Yeah, and like, you know, like, we're in an absurd place.
Yeah.
And there's like totally an element of humor to it, right? It's just, it's super laughable from the right vantage point, I think.
Yeah, from the right vantage point.
And that kind of levity is necessary in order to not just be endlessly morose.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well said. We got Ethan Klee on Friends Day. Always a delight to have you in. I'm so glad you were able to come in today.
Oh, thanks for having me, buddy.
Do you have another one for us?
I do.
Should I take a moment to talk about Friends Day?
Take one moment.
Once again, it's Friends Day on 98.1 KZE. My favorite day of the week, because that's when I bring my friends into the studio. New friends and old friends. Alike. So if you would like to become a new Friends Day friend, drop me an email, mk@wkze.com. Thank you.
think it's good to be skeptical. Their propaganda ain't working on me. Them self-described experts in lab coats. And the so-called facts that I hear on TV. I haven't trusted the government since I was 9. They got top secret nanotechnology warping our minds. You just have to do your own research. It makes perfect sense when you stop and you think about who's behind all of your heartache. When you start to look close, you'll see everything's linked. There's gotta be some kind of plan. Some reason I'm stuck here the way that I am. I just have to get to the bottom of this rabbit hole. I got hours of footage on Bigfoot, but the fake news ignores him, and I'm not surprised. They're afraid to admit what is obvious, that the Mothman and Sasquatch are KGB spies, and they're putting up new 5G towers to scramble our brains. They put atrazine into the water to make us all gay. Hey. You just have to do your own research. Them shadowy figures in dimly lit halls are the ones behind all your misfortune. They're the ones in the background controlling it all. There's gotta be some kind of plot, some way to explain this frustration I've got. Just have to get to the bottom of this rabbit hole. Mostly of cheese. There is mind control software in all the vaccines, and the earth is entirely flat. And if you weren't a sheep, then you'd already know that. You just have to do your own research. It makes perfect sense when you stop and you think about who's behind all of your heartache. No, I don't need a doctor, don't call me a shrink. There's gotta be some kind of plot. Must be someone to blame, 'cause I know that I'm not. Just have to get to the bottom. If you're looking for theories, you know that I got them. I just have to get to the bottom. I just have to get to the bottom of this rabbit hole. Rabbit hole.
98.1 KZE, our good friend Ethan Klee on Friends Day. Do you have anything you'd like to plug? Website, socials, music?
No, don't go on my social media.
Okay.
come to the Colony Open Mic. That's where you can see me. That's where you can see me play every week. I'm working on stuff with my good friend John Valesi, our good friend. And that's going to be out at some point in the future. And you're going to be the first to know because you're basically the receptacle through which all of these recorded ideas go. I don't really do anything else with them.
I am radio.
You are become radio. Truly.
I am become radio, player of local music.
Truly.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. And yeah, sounded wonderful today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We got your community bulletin boards and Billy Keene on the way at KZE.